Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. By RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
No better way to spend a Wednesday night than locking in your radio and listening to Monmouth University basketball here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, all part of the Monmouth Digital Network. Matt Harmon alongside Bob Lampinen getting set for tonight's hourglass matchup between the Peacocks of St. Peter's and the Hawks of Monmouth. We welcome you live into the Multipurpose Activity Center in West Long Branch, New Jersey, the campus, of course, of MU. And, Bob, this is a Hawk team that we saw just a couple of nights back in a loss against Quinnipiac. Let's focus on the positive, a come-from-behind thrilling win out in Lawrenceville on Monday night against Ryder.
And they won that one by 1 point in a real physical, tough type of a basketball game. They were down 11 points many times throughout the game. And the mark of a good team, when you don't play great, you can somehow pull out a victory. They battled their way back, and Justin Robinson had a great game, and somehow Monmouth came away with a 1 point victory. Probably in a game, if you watched it, you thought maybe Ryder should have won it, but the Hawks prevailed, came away with a big victory. They need another win here tonight.
As it stands right now, it's Monmouth and Iona sitting atop the MAC conference standings, each at 5-1. Ryder and Manhattan at 4-2. Canisius, Siena, and Fairfield at 3-3. Quinnipiac, St. Peter's, Niagara 2-4. Mara still looking for their first win of the conference season at 0-6. So as we talked on Friday night when we were here at home, a streak that continued against Quinnipiac, a streak that was snapped against Ryder, and a bit of another streak here tonight. St. Peter's has won the last three times against Monmouth, and it's a team that the Hawks have kind of struggled against, certainly as of late. This is the 30th time that the two teams will match up, and overall, it's been a heavily favored advantage for the Peacocks. They are 21-8 overall.
Yeah, 21-8, and every time you play St. Peter's, you know you're going to play a real physical team. They're the type of team that gives Monmouth problems. They're a great rebounding team. They bang the boards, as I said, very physical. But this year, Monmouth, with that 10-man rotation, they've gotten more physical themselves. So these teams that used to beat up on the Hawks now come out here and they get a good battle from Monmouth.
One thing you always know that you're going to get from St. Peter's is good, hard-nosed defense. This is a team that leads the league in defense. They give up just under 60 points per game, far and away the best right now in the league. But as is the case for this team, they usually struggle a bit offensively. So they average 61.1 scoring. They give up 59.8. It's one of those, and I think you described it perfectly, Bob. You know, they are a team that almost wants to ugly the game up a little bit. They'd be thrilled if they could figure out a way to get the game in the 40s and have it come down to the last 2 minutes, because they feel like they've got a couple of guys in Desi Washington and Marvin Dominique that will win games for them if they can keep it close.
Well, there's no question about it. We know that Washington has hit winning three-pointers about four times in his career. And, you know, you talk about that defense of St. Peter's. They're 8-1 on the season when they keep the opposition under 59. So they do it with defense, and if you can get some cheapies on the run and build a little bit of a lead, you're in good shape against St. Peter's. But defensively, they're very strong, and as you said, they do like to play a physical, kind of an ugly brand of basketball. That's what suits them. They're from Jersey City, and that's the way they play.
Peacocks able to sweep the season series last year as both teams in the MAC 61-50 the first time they played, and 61-51. That was the night that Miles Austin had his number retired. So it is a team, and John Dunn, the head coach of this Peacock team, he has done well against Monmouth. He is 4-2 overall as the teams have matched up. He's in his ninth year. He's a good basketball coach. I think it's a good matchup tonight of head coaching strategies. King Rice, who has that depth that you talked about, wants his team to get out and run, wants his team to play good defense. Monmouth kind of middle of the pack in terms of where they sit offensively. offensively, a little bit better defensively. And that's been one of the things that's been able to kind of turn things around for this Hawk team who comes into tonight overall at 8-8. The depth, number one, but I think the overall defensive strategy has really seemed to click and work so far this year.
Well, you know, when you have a 10-man rotation, coach can really just say, hey, you don't play defense. We've got somebody waiting to get in the game. We'll get you right out of there. So the players have bought into it. They stress it in practice. And when you go out there and you have 10 men out there, you're battling for playing time. You may not be able to score all the time. Look at Max DeLeo. He goes out there and just plays great defense. He doesn't have to score. And if you don't play defense on this team, you ain't getting out there.
Take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups. Have the opening tip for you right around the corner. It's Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network, and we're back in 60 seconds with more on the Mammoth Digital Network and the Shore Sports Network. And our pregame show tonight is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com. Our injury report presented by Barnabas Health. Visit them online at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, a proud supporter of Mammoth Athletics. And just like it was and has been over the course of the last couple of games, Josh James will be sitting out. Toe injury that has been extremely painful. Not even suiting up for the game tonight. Other than that, however, Mammoth relatively healthy going in to this one. St. Peter's coming in with an overall record of 8-9, 2-4 in league play. Mammoth sitting at 8-8. They are 5-1 in the conference. Time to take a peek at our starting lineups presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit ServProEatontownLongBranch.com. Starting tonight for the visiting Peacocks, John Dunn, the ninth-year head coach, 94-169 overall, the 1992 graduate of Ithaca College. Trevish Weiss will start in the backcourt. Neptune, New Jersey product, went to St. Peter's Prep, wears number 361, 175-pound sophomore. Also in the front court tonight, it will be number 11, Desi Washington, 6'2", 183, the senior from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, former transfer of Delaware State. Number 13, Tyler Gaskins gets the start tonight as well, 6'4", 205 from Lawson State, where he played a couple of years. Number 21, Marvin Dominique will be starting tonight as well, the native of Florida, 6'7", 215, former member of Fordham University. And Quadir Welton, the 6'8", center, will also be starting tonight wearing number 35. For Mammoth, who will be in their home whites tonight, Brees Kilfani starting in the front court, 6'8", the native of Cameroon. It's been a godsend protecting the rim so far this season. He'll be joined in the front court by the big fellow, number 33, Zach Tillman, the 6'10", sophomore from Yeadon, Pennsylvania. Three-guard alignment, again, without James in the fold. It'll be Max DeLeo to start, 6'1", 195-pound senior, the former walk-on, given a scholarship for his last year of eligibility. Deion Jones starting in the backcourt as well. Jones, the former Delaware Player of the Year, 6'6", 210 pounds, wearing number 5. And Justin Robinson, the team's leading scorer, running the point, 5'8", 160 pounds. Huge performance the other night against Ryder Robinson, a native of Lake Katrine, New York. King Rice in his fourth year, 41-70 overall, the 1992 graduate of North Carolina. Step out here for the national anthem, make it a 2-minute pause. We're back for the opening tip-off right after this on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. Lineups set to be introduced here before the crowd, which continues to roll in to the multi-purpose activity center. Our referees tonight, John Corso, Earl Robinson, and Paul Hovenin. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and Colin Things. Zach Collins, our good buddy, back in the studios of 1160, 1310 AM. The Hourglass, a rivalry which continues here for Mammoth, knocking off Ryder by a score of 55-54, playing St. Peter's tonight. They will play Ryder later on of the year at home and at St. Peter's on the 19th of February. It's important here, Bob, obviously, with Iona starting to find their stride, and that was the team that most would have thought would have been the top team in the league. Right now at 5-1, Mammoth 5-1, so the Hawks know that, you know, they kind of got to keep an eye on where Iona sits. Obviously, extremely important for all the teams in the league to try to finish in the top five. That gets you a bye in the opening round of the conference tournament.
Well, that's huge to get that, get into that top five, but Iona, obviously, most people think it has been the number one team. They were picked to win it in preseason. But it's the kind of conference where you really can't keep an eye on any one team. If you lose your focus, anybody can beat anybody in this league. And it's a league where you play 20 games. So when you play 20 20 conference games, you're going to falter a few times just to make sure that you don't falter too often and work hard to get into that top five.
Weish, Washington, Gaskins, Dominique, and Welton, the five that will begin on the floor tonight for St. Peter's. Again, for Monmouth, it'll be DeLeo, Jones, and Robinson, part of a three-guard alignment. Kofani and Tillman up front. Josh James, who will not play tonight, sitting out. A toe problem that started over that Western New York trip. Did not play against Niagara, did not play against Quinnipiac or Ryder, so sitting out for the fourth consecutive game. Monmouth perhaps a bit short-handed in the backcourt department, but Bob, you mentioned the play of Justin Robinson. He's been consistent all year long, but I will say even more so in the last five games, where he's averaging just about 30 minutes per contest. He's become pretty much an invaluable guy that is hard to take off the floor at any point.
No question about it. He's become their team leader. He's an emotional player. He works hard in practice. Back on the week of December 8th, he was the MAC Player of the Week, and that was a huge honor for him. But, you know, Tillman has come in. Austin Tillman, the freshman, as a point guard. And here's another guy, pushes Robinson a little bit in practice. And if Justin falters a bit, Tillman's right off the bench. So when you have that kind of competition in practice, it usually translates in better play on the court.
Double digits in his last five games, 16 in that win over Ryder. Deion Jones, if you've been following things more through the Twitter and during the course of the coverage from Josh Newman, the Asbury Park Press, Jones, a guy who struggles with type 1 diabetes. And as we saw a couple of nights back, a couple of games back against Quinnipiac, where he went just 1-for-8, it was a problem that night. Bounced back with a real solid performance against Ryder. 5-of-7, 13 points. He kind of makes up that 1-2 scoring combination that's so important. You talk about Justin Robinson, Bob, and he's obviously important, but he can't be the only guy. Got to have a good performance tonight out of Deion Jones.
And there's no doubt about it. And you like to get some scoring from your backcourt and your frontcourt. And Deion Jones was, that was tough on Monmouth the other night against Quinnipiac. They needed Deion out there, and he had some health issues. But he works real hard, and he came back with a solid performance against Ryder. And as you said, he's been one of their leaders. And when you have good leaders, they have to step up every night.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child, and by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carrot Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Monmouth right now in the midst of a bit of a homestand, playing 3-of-4 that started with that loss to Quinnipiac, the win at Ryder. Tonight home for St. Peter's. They'll be back here on Sunday. A 4:30 start time is set for a matchup against Fairfield, a team that right now is at 500 in the league. They've been a bit of a surprise. It's a St. Peter's team that comes in pick number 4 in the preseason poll. And just a couple of years ago, John Dunn took this team to the NCAA tournament in 2001. Has really developed a pretty solid program up in Jersey City, in a tough place, really, when you think about it, overall to recruit.
It certainly is, but he works hard at it, and he gets good hard physical players, and they play the style he wants to play.
Kofani and Welton jump center. In the backcourt, it'll be controlled by Weish, who will bring it up court. St. Peter's in their home blue uniforms tonight. St. Peter's across the chest in white, the dark blue shorts as well. Monmouth, the home whites. Monmouth in dark blue with the dark blue numbers and the name on the back of the jersey, the white shorts as well. Washington, top of the key. Shot clock down to 15. Weish trying to set something up down low for Welton. Washington gets it around the perimeter, hands off here to Gaskins. Shot clock now under 10. Gaskins picks up the dribble. Washington thinking about getting something off. Will feed inside for Welton. Tries the reverse layup from the right side. Had it blocked away by Kofani. Hawks pushing in transition. Jones will slash to the basket, and he will get impeded with a foul coming and a whistle, blocking foul inside on the Peacocks.
Well, Matt, you talked about defense by Monmouth. They came out man-to-man. Just a great defensive set that time. Collapsed inside. Came up with the steal. Nice bounce pass from DeLeo.
First foul on Weish. First team foul overall on St. Peter's. Tillman had it taken away by Weish. Good defense by Welton on the backside. Washington now in transition. 1,000-point score, something that happened a season ago. He is a gunner for this Peacock team. Dominique will throw it out of bounds, trying to work one block to the other for Welton. It'll be Kofani to inbound, and we're scoreless just about a minute in to our first half.
Trying to force that one all the way across the lane. Welton unable to handle it.
Robinson breaking the timeline with the dribble, picked up at the Monmouth M the big emblem at midcourt by Weish. Dumped down on the left block for Jones. Back to the basket. Spins to the baseline. He had his shot rejected by Welton. Here's Weish now in transition. Mammoth back defensively. Dominique, top of the key three. That is back rim no good. And DeLeo clears the rebound. 90 seconds in. Still no score between these two Garden State rivals. Robinson looking for something off on the right. Kofani was posted up down low and will have a foul and a whistle away from the basketball. Kofani will draw the foul on Dominique, his first, team second. Off the inbound, DeLeo looking to trigger. Will throw it back near midcourt for Robinson. Robinson setting the offense, gets Kofani on the high screen. Robinson penetrating right, picks up the dribble, flips left side for DeLeo. Kofani posted up down on the left block. He gets it, trying to back down Dominique. Baseline jumper off the mark, no good. Washington clears the rebound for the Peacocks.
Kofani on that fall away step back jumper. Rather see him take it right at the big man inside.
Little give and go. Dominique, right corner jumper. That's no good. Kofani clears the glass for the Hawks. Robinson in transition again. And we'll have an illegal screen, moving screen set by Kofani, setting up a screen and roll with Robinson. His first, team first, still scoreless, 17:52 to go here in half number one.
Yeah, Kofani getting there a little bit late. Good call by the referee on that one.
Weish will break the timeline. Robinson will pick him up at the three-point line. Man-to-man defense by the Hawks. It's DeLeo drawing the tough defensive assignment against Desi Washington. Welton flashing out high.
He gets the toughest guy every night, doesn't he?
Sure does. Gaskins trying to go around Jones. Kicking the near side corner for Dominique. He lost it. Ball deflected. And the steal handled by DeLeo. In transition, it's Robinson slashing to the basket. And he was hit by Weish, who will commit his second and the third team foul already on St. Peter's.
Well, two quick fouls on Weish, and they're going to have to take him out of there. That's an interesting matchup when you look at Robinson and Weish. But he's got to sit with two.
Weish, a guy who averages 28 minutes per game, he will sit. Jones off the inbound. DeLeo down inside. Kick up top for Robinson. Good ball fake. Rolls off for Kofani. Loose ball intercepted by St. Peter's. Ugly game offensively to start so far.
As we expected, both teams play good, solid, intense defense. Good defense causes mistakes.
3 minutes gone by. No score. Jamel Fields checked into the game for Weish, the 6'2 sophomore from Albany, former transfer from Fairfield. Driving to the basket was Gaskins. He is bumped on his way to the hoop. It'll go against Deion Jones, his first, team's second.
Deion Jones giving up the baseline that time.
Inbounds play set up. Baseline left by Fields. Throws in quickly Dominique. Open from the left corner. Three-pointer off the mark. Jones with a loose ball rebound. Robinson looking to push. In transition. DeLeo, the three ball from the right wing. Short, long rebound coming back to Max. He'll slice his way to the basket. Have the runner go off the mark. A lot of contact inside. And we'll have a jump ball called as DeLeo able to tie up Gaskins. Possession arrow will favor the Hawks.
Matt, you talk about physical. Eight players in the paint that time battling for the rebound. There's no way you can pick one out for a foul.
No score. 16:40 remaining in the first half. We played 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and it's been a tough go of things. Both teams 0 for 4 from the field. Referees having a quick discussion.
0 for 4 from the field, and already five turnovers, three by St. Peter's and two by Mammoth.
DeLeo will trigger it. Baseline right. Having problems getting it in. Throws back near the half-court line. Jones there to corral for the Hawks. Robinson in transition. Stop and pop three from the top of the key. Way off the mark. And it is Fields to bring it up court for St. Peter's. Dominique wide open from three again. He'll try it again. Another miss for Marvin Dominique from the outside. He is now 0 of 4 shooting the basketball. Robinson trying to set the screen and roll with Kofani. Jones has it left side. He'll take one from deep downtown off the mark. Scoreless drought continues. We're 4 minutes in. 0-0. Yikes.
Yikes is right. Mammoth really taking the shot a little bit too early into the shot clock, forcing up some long ones.
Welton leaving off Dominique. Ball fake towards the rim. Runner left side using the glass. Halfway down. Kick back out. Tillman with a loose ball rebound.
Mammoth trying to push the ball up the court, but you got to give St. Peter's credit. They're getting back defensively quickly to shut down the break.
Tillman, right elbow. Hands off to Robinson. Drives. Goes pass on the right side. And finally, somebody on the scoring. Hawks lead 2-0. The tough take to the hoop by Justin Robinson.
Fearless going inside. High off the glass that time.
Washington sets the offense back near midcourt. Too high, too low for St. Peter's. Dominique back to Washington. He'll try and answer with a three. Way off the mark. Didn't even graze the rim.
That won't deter him. He'll keep shooting.
2-0. Just about five in. Tillman down inside. Lost the ball on the baseline. Kicks to a slashing Jones. Left side. He lost it. Down on the floor. It's picked up by Marvin Dominique.
Swarming defense inside that time by St. Peter's in the paint.
Next whistle gets us our first media timeout. 2-0 the score. 14:45 to play. Fields on the left wing. Checked by Robinson. Now Gaskins between the circles. Flips off on the right for Washington. Washington bouncing up top for Dominique. Dominique handing off on the left for Fields. Good ball fake. Penetrates into the lane. Bumping foul will be called on Zach Tillman. And we'll have free throws when we come back. 14:28 to go. It's Mammoth 2, St. Peter's nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. 14:28 to go. It's Mammoth 2 and St. Peter's nothing. That's not, top of the third inning. That is 5.5 minutes, 5:32 to be exact, worth of, I say, good hard-nosed college basketball. And I don't know that that's unfair to say, but both of these teams, Bob, so far have been just dreadful offensively.
Yeah, 5.5 minutes of running up and down, that's for sure. Both teams tried to go inside. Both teams have had good collapsing defense. And the result that when I've kicked it out for outside shots, nobody's even been close. Justin Robinson forced one up a little bit early. Looked like Jones was going to hit one and went in and out. At the other end, it's been a tough start from Marvin Dominique as he's had a couple open looks and they haven't dropped for him.
Wholesale substitutions for Mammoth, pretty much as Andrew Nicholas, Chris Brady, and Colin Stewart all check into the game. DeLeo and Robinson stay on the floor. It'll be Jamel Fields to stamp to the free throw line, trying to get St. Peter's on the board. 23 of 36 on the season for about 64%. Knocks down the first one to give the Peacocks 8 points. 2-1. Second one coming up. Fields last year played in 29 games, about 4 points off the bench. Missing the second, Brady with the rebound. Robinson gives to Brady, top of the key. Here's DeLeo, top of the key, three. That's off the mark. Substitution Chaz Patterson checking in at that last break. And Elias Desport, both for St. Peter's. Both coaches, I think, trying to change their fortunes offensively a bit. Fields, screen and roll for Desport. Kicked out for Washington. 18 on the shot clock. Bounce down low. It's Desport, native of Stockholm, Sweden, penetrating to the basket. Threw up a wild right-hander. Stewart got away with a double dribble that the refs didn't see. And Robinson able to handle now for Mammoth offensively. Stewart curling around a screen. Too strong off the glass. Brady tipped the rebound back, and Stewart was there. DeLeo, good ball fake behind the three-point line. Nicholas will take a three. That one off the mark. And it is Fields with the rebound.
Oof. Shooting is just horrendous tonight. What's going on?
What is happening? Woo. Mammoth at 10%, which actually looks great compared to the 0% for St. Peter's, who's 0-8 from the field. Desport flashing out high. Step back from the left elbow. Washington trying to curl things around, and then a foul will be called on Desport, impeding DeLeo from getting the ball, and a whistle against Elias Desport, his first, team's fourth.
Actually, a good foul by Desport. Had he not done that, DeLeo's off to the races with an open layup.
Robinson will walk it up court. 13:05 to go, first half. Mammoth 2, St. Peter's 1. Robinson penetrating right side, and an offensive foul will now be called on Chris Brady for setting a moving screen. His first, Fourth team foul on the Hawks.
Yeah, Brady trying to move over the screen for Robinson, but not even close. That's two really bad screens that have been set tonight. Both of them were called for the fouls.
Somewhere, James Naismith is rolling over in his grave. 2-1. We've played over 7 minutes. Bounced off on the right side for Patterson. Desport swings around the perimeter for Fields. Haskins gets it. Number 33. That is Rodney Hawkins taking one from the outside. That's off the mark. Kick back out for Patterson. Offensive rebound for St. Peter's. Shot clock down to 23. Gaskin, stop and pop left elbow, throws up an air ball. There has to be something wrong with the rims tonight, because I have not seen shooting like this for both teams.
Well, that one didn't even come close to hitting the rim. Not too many Division I players pull up on 15-foot pull-up jumpers and throw up air balls, but maybe there's something in the atmospheric pressure. You know, it's been cold out there, so it's affecting the way they're shooting tonight or something.
Stewart, cut off by Hawkins.
You know, as a scientist, did you?
I did not know that. The things you learn after not broadcasting together for 15 years is Andrew Nicholas drives to the basket, gives Monmouth a 4-1 advantage with his first bucket of the night.
That's a good way to get the offense going. A nice little pull up from 14 feet.
Fields looking right, throws right for Gaskins. Desport comes high, now gives things back to Gaskins. He'll penetrate past Stewart and throw it at the scorer's table up over the top of Jamel Fields. Under 12 media timeout. Both teams will try and figure things out offensively. 11:39 to go. Monmouth with a 4-1 advantage. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Hawk fans, you can order your official fully custom Monmouth gear at one place, shopmonmouthhawks.com. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and calling the game tonight on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks up 4-1 over St. Peter's. The offensive woes for both teams as they have combined to go 2 of 21 from the floor.
Well, it's 2-0, 5.5 minutes into it. Now it's 4-1 with 11:39 left.
Stewart trying to drive down the right side of the lane, lost it. Chaz Patterson with the steal. Austin Tillman has checked into the game for Monmouth. His first action, the freshman from Wilmington, Delaware. Working against Fields right now off the screen. Hawkins wide open. The three is short. Stewart trying to battle for the rebound down inside. Loose ball scrum down on the deck. Nicholas is there, and whistle coming. Will be a jump ball. It will be St. Peter's this time on the possession. Deion Jones, Justin Robinson back into the game. Checking back in, Desi Washington and Marvin Dominique.
And again, Matt, eight guys in the paint, all diving after that loose ball. Can't fault the effort. Technique leaves something to be desired so far.
Washington off the inbound, has it between the circles.
Mama switched up to zone after the timeout.
Little different wrinkle. Patterson thought about the three from the left side. Washington works on the right for Fields. Washington gets it back. Drive down the left side of the lane. Kick for Patterson. Good defense by Tillman. Here's the runner in the lane by Chaz Patterson, the sophomore from Trenton Catholic High School. Makes it 4-3. Monmouth, 10:35 to go in the opening half. Robinson trying to set things up on the left. Now pulls back out topside. Works one-on-one against Dominique. Certainly the speed advantage. Drives down the lane. Flipped it up with the right hand. And drops it in. Robinson with four of the Monmouth six. Hawks lead 6-3.
That time Monmouth coming down, pulling everybody away from the paint, opening things up. Robinson with a tough shot down the lane.
Welton works around the perimeter for Patterson. Back to Fields. Almost lost it on a...
Almost lost the tooth.
Pretty tough pass from Patterson. Back to Fields, posted up now on the right wing. Welton flashing out of the elbow. Drives against Brady. Jones comes over, deflects the ball. 3-on-3 for Monmouth, back the other way. Jones kicks for Robinson. Ball fake left corner. Kicks back for Deion Jones. Back now to Robinson. Nicholas gets it. Thinks about the long distance three and ring it up for Red Nicholas. 9-3 Monmouth. And John Dunn will take a timeout to talk things over. It is a 30-second timeout.
30-second timeout.
Well, we know that Nicholas is a streak shooter. He hit that little pull-up 14-footer a minute ago to get him going. This time he stepped out a good 5 feet behind the three-point line, and with that beautiful release that Big Red has, nothing but net.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks and the athletic program. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. 9-3, Monmouth leading St. Peter's. 9:38 to go here in the first half. You're a Twitter guy, Bob?
Not a Twitter guy. A little Facebook, but nah, I'm not tweeting these days.
You got to make that step into the social media fold. I mean, you got plenty of time. A retired guy, you should be sending out tweets all day long.
Yeah, the problem is you have to know how to spell to send that stuff out.
Autocorrect.
Oh, my God. I don't know that. I know. Well, I have to work on it. My daughter's all over me about that, but so far I've been able to resist it.
See, just the opposite for me. My oldest son says, don't do it. I don't want my friends to see that you know what you're doing.
Just as we look at our notes, yours is the beautiful type, computer type thing. Mine's all handwritten, scribble all over the notes.
Either way works. St. Peter's getting it off the timeout. Washington flips off. Travis Hester has checked into the game for the first time. The sophomore from Virginia went to Harcum College. Here's Hester now taking that three from the outside. That was halfway down and then kicked back out. Unfriendly rims for the Peacocks. They are 1 of 12. Jones in transition, right corner jumper off the mark. Rebound knocked up a couple of times. Finally cleared by Fields. Fields breaking the timeline. Hester gets a touch. Now Washington in the right corner. Back up top for Fields. Kick for Hester off on the left side. Down on the block for Dominique. He's played by Nicholas. Looks for the double. Fields will take the three from the left wing and hit. 9-6, Monmouth leads. St. Peter's making one from the outside finally.
Coming off the timeout. It went down low, kicked it back out, and Fields with a nice release.
8:20 and rolling here on the first half. Robinson sets the offense up right side. Gets Fields in the air. Penetrates Hester off the switch. Nicholas from the left corner. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped up by Washington. Controlled by Hester. Washington getting down the court in a hurry in transition. Screen and roll. Welton had it. Gives back to Washington. Stop and pop corner jumper from the left side. And he was hit as he released it. And will go to the free throw line for two shots. Austin Tillman will get whistled for the violation. His first, team's fifth. Washington, 9 games played before this one, 9 games started. He sat out with an injury earlier in the year. Rattles this free throw down. Good free throw shooter, 81%. He averages 14.1 points per game. Former transfer from Delaware State, where he started his collegiate career. Started all 31 games a season ago for this Peacock club.
Well, he's just a clutch shooter, outstanding offensive player. We mentioned the fact that he's known to hit winning three-pointers. Last year, he did it 4 times at the buzzer to win games.
Makes 2 of 2 to cut the Monmouth lead to 1 at 9-8. Tillman may have gotten away with a forearm shiver.
More than a may have.
Off the body of Fields. Tillman has it now, right side. Gives down inside for Zach Tillman. Bodying up Desport. Austin Tillman feeds back for Zach Tillman. Right block going baseline. Tough shot up over the top. Rebound can't be controlled by Dominique. It'll be Monmouth basketball. They'll get it baseline right when we come back. 7:35 to go in the opening half. The offensive woes continuing for both. 9-8 to score in favor of the Hawks. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fans, don't forget to check out the Monmouth University Athletic website, the online home of the Blue and White, for the latest information on all of the programs here in West Long Branch. It's MonmouthHawks.com. This is the only game on the MAC schedule tonight. And if you're peering in from outside, you're probably checking the score and saying 9-8, 7:35 to go. There's got to be something wrong with the graphics. But that is our situation, 7:35 to play in the opening half. Zach Tillman getting the inbound off the timeout. Now Austin Tillman running the point for the Hawks. Tillman checked by Washington. Looking to penetrate. Kofani sets the screen. Tillman continues on his way to the basket. Had it poked away by Washington, but it'll be Hawks basketball with 22 on the shot clock.
Tillman with a strong move down the lane, but good help defense by St. Peter's.
Nicholas off the inbound, stepping in from the right elbow. Back iron the jumper, this time deflected out. Last touch by the Hawks, and the Peacocks will bring it up court with an opportunity to take their first lead of the night.
Nicholas on the miss, but he's the only guy who looks confident with the basketball tonight for Monmouth.
7:05 and rolling. Patterson throws for Fields, right wing, looking down low for Dominique. Patterson thought about the three. Now Washington posted up in front of the Monmouth bench. Off the screen and roll. Desport can't hang on to it. Another turnover for St. Peter's. Tillman now in transition with it. Will feed up top for Zach Tillman and a bump down inside. Kofani will get whistled for the hook trying to post up down low. His second, team's sixth. DeLeo will check back into the game. Kofani will sit to try and avoid the third personal foul before the end of the half.
And now that's a second foul on Kofani, away from the basketball, trying to post up and get position. And he tried that old little sneaky hook around, and the referee right on it nailed him.
Trevis Weiss has checked back into the game. He's got two fouls as well. Rodney Hawkins back in as well. Washington with a long-range bomb from the left corner. Rebound tipped up by Austin Tillman, controlled by Deion Jones. Hawks up 9-8 with 6:25 to go in the opening half. Austin Tillman down the right side of the lane, throws up a wild shot, bumped off his path, controlled here by St. Peter's in transition. Patterson getting it back top of the key. Mismatches, he had Zach Tillman on him, still does. Trying to take Tillman off the dribble. Washington was open. Bypasses a three. Patterson again thinking about taking one from outside. Down on the right block for Desport. Going against Nicholas Desport. Inside. Finger roll from the left. And it's St. Peter is now up 10-9.
It's a tough matchup with Nicholas trying to stop a man coming inside like that. Tillman very big and strong.
DeLeo between the circles. Works off on the right. Nicholas, catch and shoot, top of the key. Three is good. Sweet shot from Red Nicholas. And Monmouth back up top 12-10.
And then, as I said, he's the only guy who really looks confident with the ball. The old catch and shoot, that's his shot. And he's done it for a couple of years here. And beautiful release for three more.
Nicholas with 29 three-pointers now on the year. Washington off of a double. Getting it back, shaded right top of the key. Nicholas off the switch at him for a second. Now Weiss trying to get it down low for Desport. Weiss running through the paint. Desport bodied up by Zach Tillman. Skip pass thrown into the expensive seats. And off the turnover, it'll be Monmouth basketball.
Second turnover by Desport. Same type of a pass all the way across court, way too hard. And as a result, he gets a seat on the bench.
Eighth turnover of the night by St. Peter's, the team which is among those tops in the league, top four in the league in turnover margin. So far tonight, they have been quite careless with the ball.
Monmouth with six turnovers.
Jones working one-on-one against Dominique. Good spin move, and Jones goes right up to the top of Marvin Dominique on the left block to give Monmouth their biggest advantage of the night, 14-10.
Vintage Deion Jones that time, that big spin move with a huge first step.
Welton sets the offense for the Peacocks. Now Weiss. Trying to penetrate past Austin Tillman. Kick out for Gaskins down the right side of the lane. Extra pass was Hester. He traveled. And it will be Hawks basketball with 4:28 to go in the opening half. Monmouth up by a score of 14-10.
Hester got caught on that one. One other time, he made that quick move on the catch. Got away with the travel. Not that time.
Austin Tillman is getting a lot of minutes with Josh James not playing. Continuing around the point spot right now for the Hawks. Jones getting it top of the key. Checked by Gaskins. Nicholas again will fire. That one way off the mark and air ball. Jones tried to save it but could not. And it will be St. Peter's basketball.
Well, Nicholas was feeling it, but that time kind of off balance, a little bit out of his range, and threw up the air ball.
Ball will be walked up court here by Jamel Fields. Bouncing left for Gaskins. St. Peter's 3 of 16 from the floor. Fields back to Gaskins. Top of the key. Might have gotten away with a travel. No whistle, though. Referee say held his pivot foot. Yeah. Welton down on the block against Tillman. Good up and under move by Quadrier Welton, the sophomore from Philadelphia.
Great footwork that time. Got Tillman up in the air, able to step underneath.
Travel here called on Deion Jones. That gets us our last media break of the first half. It's Monmouth 14, St. Peter's 12, 3:28 to go in the opening half. We're back in 30 seconds for more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Scavo's Pizzeria, a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scavospizzeria.com. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen, 3:28 to go on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks 14, St. Peter's 12. You can't sugarcoat what we've seen so far. Bob, you got two teams that are shooting under 30%. Again, two of the top defensive teams in the league. And I'll say both teams have missed a fair share of pretty wide open shots.
There's no question about it. They both played good defense, but you have to figure if you're the coach, if we had any kind of an offense at all, either team would have a nice lead if you had a typical first half, but that's not the case. It was 2-0 Monmouth with 14:30 left in the half. Then it was 4-1 with 11:39 left, 9-8 with 7:35 left, and 14-12 with 3:28 left. So there has not really been any runs whatsoever. The largest lead of the game, 6 points for Monmouth.
14-12, St. Peter's bringing it up court. 3:15 remaining. Now 18 on the shot clock. Hester swinging it around the perimeter. Has Fields on the left wing. Dominique now trying to back down Nicholas on the left block. Tillman there to try and help out a little bit. There is Dominique. Nice shot up over the top of Nicholas to tie the score at 14.
Dominique again with matched up with Nicholas. A little bit bigger than Nicholas. Able to get up above him. Nice release.
Third team All-MAC a season ago. Jones thought about the catch and shoot off the screen. Will drive now down the right side of the lane. Hacked out pretty hard. And will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, this is not a game for the faint of heart. And this time it's Deion Jones taking it strong to the basket. When you go to the hoop in this game, you're going to get some contact inside the lane.
Jones hitting just over 76% on the season from the free throw line. Trying to break a 14-all tie and does make the first. Desi Washington back into the game for St. Peter's. Colin Stewart, Max DeLeo re-enter for Monmouth. Zach Tillman, Colin Stewart, Deion Jones, Max DeLeo, and Robinson, the five on the floor, as Jones makes two of two to give the Hawks a 16-14 advantage. Fields handing off to Washington. Welton, Dominique, and Gaskins, the other members right now on the floor for the Peacocks. Fields left wing, drives to the foul line, steps back off, feeds off Dominique, left wing. Welton down on the block, squares up against Tillman, not really looking at the rim. Then a good spin move inside, count it, and the foul for Quadrier Welton to tie the score at 16.
Well, Monmouth in a man-to-man defense, and Tillman matched up with Welton. Welton, again, with good footwork inside. Tillman came out, thought he got a lot of ball, but got him with some body.
Welton, good basketball pedigree, starting all 31 games last year as a freshman. His uncle, longtime NBA star, Rasheed Wallace, makes the free throw to give the Peacocks a 17-16 advantage with 2:15 to go in the opening half. Robinson flips right for Zach Tillman. Now it's DeLeo, a bit more right on the sideline. Stewart curls around a screen, gets it shaded right top of the key. Stewart penetrates down inside, right side layup up and in for Colin Stewart.
Colin Stewart out there to provide some offense right away. He comes in there, gets a nice layup.
18-17, first bucket of the night for Colin Stewart. Dominique throwing left. There's a three ball that's up and in for Tyler Gaskins. All of a sudden, teams trying to find the range a little bit. St. Peter's has taken their biggest lead of the night, 20-18. Buck 35 to go in half number one. Stewart at the foul line. Gaskins fell hard for St. Peter's. Now it's DeLeo in the far side corner on the right side. Robinson gets it with 17 on the shot clock. Tillman sets the high ball screen. Robinson feeds down inside to Leo. We'll get the layup on the left side.
What a great bounce pass. Hard bounce pass from Robinson to DeLeo.
I think Robinson might have gotten away with one of those forearms as well. Tied at 20, coming up on 60 seconds remaining in this first half.
Bounce pass, a lost art in this sport.
Dominique will fire a three from the left corner. DeLeo grabs the rebound. Hawks trying to get out in transition. St. Peter's back with all five defensively. Good crossover move by Robinson, and he is fouled on his way up for a shot and will go to the free throw line for two.
Foul number four to downfield. His first personal 16 foul.
Matt, you had mentioned the fact that Justin Robinson has really been stepping up as a leader. There's no question. He needs a basket here. He just accelerated. He just blew by people that time. Early contact at the lane for two, but he is not timid at all. Going inside in a physical game like this, you got to know you're going to get whacked if you get down the lane.
Great free throw shooter, which is exactly what you want out of your point guard. Hits right around 81%. Makes the first one there to give Monmouth a 21-20 advantage. Chris Brady back in. Zach Tillman takes a seat on the bench. Second one by Robinson. Also good. Hawks back up by a deuce, 22-20. Robinson has six
really
to lead the way.
You really can't be a point guard if you can't make foul shots. You've got the ball in your hands at the end of the game.
Nicholas with eight. Robinson with six. It's a big chunk of the scoring so far for Monmouth, who has 22 for the game. Gaskins lost it, but it went to Fields. Gaskins gets it back. Fires a long-range three from the right side and hits to give St. Peter's a 23-22 advantage. Big shot by Gaskins, who rings up his first basket of the night. Monmouth will hold for one here. Shot clock has been turned off. Robinson dribbles near midcourt with 12 now on the game clock. Make it eight. Robinson eyeing things up against Fields. Between the legs a couple times. Down the right side of the lane. Fields, good defense. Blocked it away. Washington grabs it. Can't get it off in time. Real good defense that time, Bob, by Jamel Fields. Will send St. Peter's into the locker room, leading 23-22.
No doubt about it. Robinson that time tried to take in the basket, a little pull-up. And that's the old Spalding sandwich, they used to call that. Just a beautiful block up top. And St. Peter's and Mom is in a real slugfest at 23-22.
Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take you around the Cokes here out of town. Scoreboard will be joined by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Look at stats from this one as well. All coming up after a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.